going to be a good hour, I can tell. All right, seven after this hour, we've started again. Another great achievement, which, after all, you have to admit, most really important achievements take time. Every big accomplishment in your life, series of smaller accomplishments, agreed? To achieve your maximum success, you've got to have progress, and it's one step.
It's not like you win the lottery one day and it's all over. You've gotten there. It's,
I mean, it happens to a few people, but most of us have to build one brick at a time.
If or you like the they say in the classic Christmas story, where the bumbling wildebeest or snowbeast, it's you put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking through the door.
There you go.
There you go.
If you look at yesterday's football games or today's football games, whenever you go to a game, any kind of a game, one play at a time. You don't win the game. Sometimes it's one really important game, one important play that makes the game go in the direction it goes one way or the other. But if you're, for example, have a small business, the businesses grow bigger, a customer at a time. We have radio stations and listeners, one at a time. You don't walk over the mountain without one foot in front of the other. So what I'm saying is, basically, your success is the sum of all those efforts that you repeat every day. You have to do a good program here every day. Some are better than others, but every day we're here, we're at bat, we're ready to go. And I think if you think about it that way, I guess Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. Here's another way of putting it, Louis. You take a bunch of grapes or you take a bunch of apples and you sort of squeeze them together, and grapes, you get grape juice, you get wine or whatever it is, but you can't get a bottle of wine out of one grape. No. You don't get a bottle of apple juice out of one apple. If you want to grow your enterprise, you got to do it one step at a time. I'm sort of reminded, as I think about the apple analogy, we started feeding apple crushings to the cows on my farm. I don't know if you've ever been around this or not, but it's one of the most pleasant experiences that I've had in terms of oral, I'm talking about oral, that which goes through your nose, A-U-R, I think it's I-E-L, isn't it? Oral, is that how you, but anyway, it refers to smell. When the truck delivered this, we did 30 tons of apple mash. And as we smelled it, it changed the whole aura and aroma of the farm. People were coming in to the store on Wednesday. It was Wednesday when it was delivered. And I've never been around this stuff before, but I know it's good for the cows. Cows like it. We were just worried about feeding it to the dairy, to the milk cows, because we were afraid that the milk would come out tasting like apple juice. So we didn't feed it to the cows in the dairy barn. We're going to feed it to the cows, the heifers, the because it's really good feed. It's very, apples are very rich in all kinds of things. But it just is, it changed everybody's, not that people worry about the smell of the farm. You can go to the farm, it smells like a farm. Manure and feed and stuff all mixed together. But this really did, the whole farm was, and everybody's attitude was different. It was really pretty interesting to see how it colored the attitudes. But, oh, isn't that a wonderful fragrance and aroma? And I bring it up now because I think Chef Louis DeAngelis, who has great ideas, visits with it every week at this time, comes up with things that you can manage. We had some great tips for Thanksgiving meals this past week, and maybe what to do with leftovers is part of what we ought to focus on here. But it really is important, Louis, when you're helping a restaurant, you're interested in presentation. Part of the presentation is how the food smells. What you're to eat needs to have a really appealing fragrance. Again, back to the apple stuff. It's a wonderful aroma. And doesn't that, in part, turn people on to what it is they're going to eat?
Well, Doug, you can't taste anything if you can't smell it. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, you take people and put a clothespin on their nose and feed them Limburger cheese or give them a raw onion, they cannot taste it.
Well, I'd never thought about that.
Yeah, so you
have, how could you imagine if you didn't have the gift of smell and or taste, you wouldn't know that. I don't know anybody who can't smell. Does anybody know anybody?
Yeah, just thinking about that. Why is it that we have people that are blind?
Really?
People that can't hear or people that can't speak, yet it's not widely
an issue that people can't smell.
I know, actually, a guy I dated could not smell anything. But he could taste. But the thing is, when he would eat food, he'd have to have really spicy food. Yeah. He'd have to add a ton of seasoning and chipotle. He was the Mr. Chili Pepper because he needed that to actually taste something.
Yeah. Yeah. And what are you doing? He's really not tasting it. You have to target the, with someone like that, you have to target one of the five taste buds because it's the only way you're going to tickle their appetite. Other than that, I mean, they've showed it over. Well, look at if you have a good head cold. You know, all of a sudden you don't taste your food. I lost my sense of taste. No, you didn't. You just, your nose is stuffed. That's what it is.
Really?
Yeah,
that's what it is, though. Isn't that, that is a very interesting anatomical idea.
You know, they're all tied together. It's just a wonderful thing, the body. Yeah. Because you look at the food, you smell it, you're tasting it.
Okay, so let's put this to the test. Mm-hmm. Richie, of all of the things that you smelled yesterday for Thanksgiving dinner, which one appealed to you most?
Don't say the keg.
Yeah, the keg. You know what? You're actually not too far off. We had a beer that had just a great fragrance to it.
You're so predictable. Why did I ask you?
Well, you know what? I was actually going to go for the stuffing. That was going to be my thing. But then Louis mentioned a beer, and we had a winter ale that was really good. Yeah. It was Magic Hat, their black winter ale. And with all of the winter seasonings, the cinnamon and everything, it just smelled really good when you were drinking. It was good stuff.
All right, so Roberta, the thing that attracted you most in terms of smell at mealtime yesterday.
Oh, has to be the double stuffed sweet potatoes that I made.
Mm-hmm.
Where I baked the yams. And
can you describe? This is the other test.
Yes.
Describe the fragrance, the aroma.
It was a mixture of the sweet potatoes, the maple glazed walnuts that I put on top of them, and the mini marshmallows that I melted on top of the double stuffed sweet potatoes. It was while we were doing the final broil where we were just, you know, caramelizing the marshmallows on top, the smell that came out of those, everybody was going crazy. And I think each one must have weighed about 3 pounds. It was just incredible.
Wow. That's cool. All right, Jen.
The pumpkin pie smells the best, Dougie.
Yeah.
It's just cinnamon and baking spice and that vanilla, and I'm a pumpkin nut to begin with. Oh, yeah.
Stop it. Yeah, Megan made a pumpkin pie. We had some vanilla ice cream on it. How do you get any better?
I got my pumpkin pie at home. I can't wait to get to it now.
Yeah. All right.
I made walnut pumpkin pie.
Yeah, but just think about it. Here's the thing. Most of us eat, especially if you go to restaurants that just serve the same glop all the time, you don't really appreciate. Here's how one of the things that Ken Kronhaus told us earlier, Chef Louis, is that if you eat your meals slower, you will not put on weight. So many people are used to scoffing.
Yeah.
Is that it? Scoffing?
Yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
Just stick it in.
I told you before, my buddy Mike Paradiso here at the network, we eat lunch every day together.
He takes twice as much time as you do.
He is the slowest thing. A turtle eats faster than he does, but he's a stick.
Yeah, he'd bury
things. Me, I throw it down, and, you know, look at me.
Yeah, you. Yeah, by the way, tell him to leave me alone, will you please? 15 past the hour.
So, Louie, one quick question before we leave this. Is this why you don't see Brussels sprouts on the menu at restaurants a lot?
I love Brussels sprouts.
They smell good.
But they don't smell good.
Oh, no, I made roasted Brussels sprouts with red grapes. Oh,
but they don't smell
fabulous.
Good.
Oh,
so is this why they don't serve them at restaurants, Louie?
Incredible.
I think it's the price that bothers the restaurants for most part when it comes to Brussels sprouts.
Why, are they expensive? I didn't notice it.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Okay.
You know, they can get away with cabbage, they will.
Really?
Same smell, different.
Different reality. Later on in the hour, Louis talks about recipes that work great for leftovers. Some of the other holiday meals that you can work on. Our poll suggested that when you were all done, Thanksgiving meant most when it came to dessert. 29% preferred when it came to pies, pumpkin pie. Let's see here. Peach pie did well, apple pie, pecan pie. I tried to find a blue ribbon. Megan said to me, when I got off the plane yesterday, I called Megan and I said, what do you want me to bring? She said, bring some flowers, see if you can find a blueberry pie, because she'd made the pecan and apple pie. And she wanted me to bring, she had champagne, she didn't think I'd drink it, so she wanted me to bring some apple sparkling Watsons, which I did. Actually got some grape apple sparkling.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there were only four of you at this.
Were four pies.
And there were four pies. You had one pie per person.
Yeah, but I think we're going back today for a little more.
Wow.
I think that's dinner or late lunch or something today. At any rate, we'll see what we can do about helping you out with some ideas, some creative ideas for leftovers from Louis in a few minutes. Meanwhile, listen up. There's a million bottle giveaway of omega-3. In fact, it's not just any omega-3. Omega-3s are great for your heart, your brain, your joints. But this is a special, special, special product called Master Omega-3. It's a double concentrated omega-3 supplement that will help absorption, no unpleasant aftertaste. So good for you. And so cool that it's available now free of charge by calling 800-359-7904. Not only did you get a free bottle of Master Omega-3, but a free bottle of Physician's Choice Green Supreme Multivitamin. Two free bottles, free products. Claim them now at 800-359-7904. Just pay a shipping and handling charge. Get them both now free. 800-359-7904.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And buy new chapstick lip shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
This Saturday at participating Walmart stores, kids get free photos with Santa from 10 to 2. And while they rattle off their gift requests, think about your house. Loyal. Strong. Your shelter from the storm. Doesn't it deserve some Christmas love? Like a 6'5" pre-lit Colorado Christmas tree for $39 and a 100-count mini light set for $268. Walmart has low prices on everything you need to decorate the trusty home that lets 8 enormous reindeer prance and paw at its roof. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
The holidays are a time of hope and excitement for children. But with unemployment at a 20-year high and a record 16 million American children living in poverty, many children risk facing Christmas without a gift under the tree. Since 1947, U.S. Marine Corps Reserve units have conducted Toys for Tots campaigns nationwide to bring the joy of Christmas to America's most disadvantaged children. But while the economy means more donations are needed, it also means fewer people are able to donate. Lieutenant General Pete Osman, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
The need has never been greater. I would ask the American public to throw its support behind Toys for Tots this season by donating that new toy or making that monetary donation. Together, we can bring the joy of Christmas and send a message of hope to America's less fortunate children.
Toys can be donated to Toys for Tots at any Toys R Us or Babies R Us through December 4th. And money can be donated through December 24th online at toysfortots.org.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a survival seed bank this Christmas by going to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival. Your survival.
Yes, crank this average.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Yes, it's Superman. Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman,
who can
change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who disguised as
Superman's birthday?
Mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper.
Lois Lane's birthday.
Fights a never-ending battle for
truth, justice, and the American way. All right, so this is the story. Noel Neal, who today is 91 years of age,
yeah.
I could open my window and I can holler and she would be able to hear me because her house is across the street.
Oh, no kidding.
And she has been...
Cool, do it right now. Say happy birthday whenever she answers.
Actually, she's sort of the nemesis. One of my great friends here, George, who is a real estate guy, had built a house above hers on a cliff. And he needed her permission to run his sewer line down to the street so that it would flow naturally, and she wouldn't give it to him. So he had to put in a $4,500 pump to pump the sewerage back up to the street that he lived on rather than let it go through her yard, which I thought was kind of interesting. Anyway, she lives in an old ramshackle house that she's had forever here. It's just very interesting to look around the neighborhood and see who's here.
And she played the original Lois Lane on the TV show.
Yeah, she did.
Very
and she was in the Superman movie in one of the first frames as somebody in bed dying of something. I forget what it was. They put the original, like Jimmy Olsen. The original Jimmy Olsen was in the Superman movie and all that stuff. But
very neat. Very neat.
All right, next up. Percy Sledge. Born in the state 1941, when a man loves a woman, warm and tender love, it tears me up. Take time to know her. I'll be your everything. Let's see, makes him 70 today.
My mom had his greatest hits cranked up yesterday, though.
Yeah.
Rolling all throughout the house. Yeah.
Catherine Grant Crosby, whose real name was Olive Catherine Grandstaff, was an actress in a lot of movies, sort of B movies of the time. Born in the state 1933, so. In the 50s and 60s, she was in The Guns of Fort Petticoat. She was never a great actor, actress, but she's very attractive, and she caught the eye of one Bing Crosby and married him. I think she was his third wife, if I'm not mistaken. So happy birthday to her. Born in the state, 1933. Bob Lind. Oh, my God, I love this song. It's one of those most beautiful ballads from the rock era. It's just a great story. Listen to this.
With nets of wonder,
you guys all know this song?
Yes.
I don't.
Wonderful. Wonderful song.
You might have heard my footsteps.
Sounds like an old Glen Campbell song, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's from that era. I can't tell you how many times I've played this as a disc jockey. Bob Lind is 69. This is his only claim to fame, this song. God love him. Next, John LaRoquette. Dan on Night Court. Got an Emmy for his acting in Night Court. Let's see, 4 years in a row. Also hosted the John LaRoquette Show. Was in Doctor's Hospital, Richie Rich, Altered States, Stripes, Star Trek III.
What's he in now? He's in something now.
Yes, he is. But I can't grasp it either. Ben Stein, the lawyer and speechwriter for Presidents Nixon and Ford, columnist.
Smart guy.
Screenwriter, author, win Ben Stein's money. Remember that?
Economist. Yep. And
economist.
Ferris Bueller's teacher.
Yeah. That's right.
Bueller.
Bueller.
44. Happy birthday to him. Steve Rothery, guitarist with Meridian. I don't know anything about them. Anybody know anything about them?
I know that we should probably move on to Amy Grant.
Amy Grant, 51 today. Baby. Did an album with Art Garfunkel called The Animals' Christmas. Pretty cool this time of year. Born this day, 1960. Rodney Shepherd, guitarist for Sugar Ray, is 44 today. Bernie Kosar, birthday is today. Bill Hennessy from Law & Order. And Christina Applegate, 40, Kelly on Married with Children.
Those gift cards on the rack at the grocery store and other places look so convenient. But you may be giving a big headache of a present. I'm Aileen Ellis with this AARP security alert from Primetime Focus. Thieves like these scratch-off cards. They take a few off the shelves and run them through a portable scanner. It reads the security codes, then they put them back. When you buy one and it's activated, it's easy for the thief to take the money off the card. They do it over the phone. This is just one of the many scams that happens a lot during the holidays. Another one looks like an electronic greeting card. It shows up in your email, and when you click on the attachment, it installs spyware on your computer. It's nasty. So delete all attachments that look suspicious without opening them. They usually say they're from a friend, an admirer, or a webmaster, but they're not specific. For more information on holiday scams, check out AARP's publication, The Bulletin. When I write about this stuff, it makes me think of a song by Randy Newman.
It's jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey.
There's more security information on our website at aarp.org/money. Have a nice holiday. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll...
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
The video floating around on YouTube
yeah,
of the women that fist fight in the nail salon.
Oh no!
Oh, you didn't see that? No. There's a
ladies
happened here
in their nails.
Did you see that, Jennifer? It happened here
no,
in L.A.
No, I have not seen it.
Yeah.
But I believe it because people getting their nails did get a little crazy.
Well, it happened.
Attitude.
I will tell you this: it was how do I sell sound? I'm going to sell this and sound as open-minded as I can. It was in an area of town that. Is ethnic.
Where people get their nails did.
Right, yeah.
Like I said. All right. Did you know I knew the story before you even said
okay,
it?
Okay, all right. So, I don't know. I just looked at the video, and I shouldn't be laughing at these women. They're all, there's four women. Apparently, they were waiting, and there's one popular woman that does the nails, and then one woman said something bad about a guy. And she didn't know that the other women knew who the guy was.
Oh, no, you didn't.
And,
no, you didn't.
Yeah.
That's my man.
It's a fist fight like you wouldn't believe it. It's absolutely just.
Then there's the YouTube video floating around this morning of the woman pepper spraying the other competitive shoppers at the Walmart in Los Angeles last night.
Yeah, you got to wait and
Why
see.
Why do we live in a crazy zone?
You don't think that they're looking at the security tape right now identifying that woman, and she had two kids with her.
Yeah. Great story. There you go.
She was bragging about having the pepper spray with her in the line before they opened.
We'll have the FBI on pepper spray, and you won't be able to buy that. There we go. Giving before you get. As you think about Christmas, it's Friday, the 25th of November, so-called Black Friday. Roberta has given us lots of help, lots of tips and deals at the Queen of Cheap Box. You can find that information there. You have to give before you get. So give well and wisely. As you think about things you want to get for somebody, don't just get them something. Don't give them anything unless you can give them something that's good. Plant the seeds. And reap the harvest. If
become
you just go
the
out
gift
and
whisperer. That's
say
what?
What?
I do. I become the gift whisperer.
I like that.
Yeah.
During
that's
the
very
holidays.
Good. Yeah, that's clever. But why would you go out and spend money just to give somebody something? There's no value in it. There's no reward in it. I remember having a girlfriend once, and it was guilt time. I didn't get her as she moved out of my life and into another phase. I didn't even get her stuff when I was dating her. Because I just don't do that. And she used to give me stuff and then guilt me into, oh, why didn't you give me something?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Because I don't want to. I don't know of anything that will fit what you have or need, and so I'm not doing it. I'll give you, you know, my, whatever, I'll give you my time. I don't know, whatever. But I know we used to have this stuff all the time.
It'll be fun if you give
our,
me time.
Our extremely lively and charismatic producer here, Michael Fortier, who answers your calls. When we were talking the other day, and I said, so are you going to go home for Christmas this year? Because we're trying to work out the schedule. He says, no, I'm not going to go home for Christmas. I never do.
Right.
I'm like, why would I want to go to Massachusetts for Christmas? I'm like, what's the matter? You don't like Christmas? No, it's all about obligation. I have to buy you a present. I have to go here.
Right. Why
I
do
have
that?
To do this.
Horrible.
I think about it. He's like, he's right.
Horrible.
It's a,
he's right.
Terrible way to look at it, but he's kind of right. You have to do this. You have to buy this person.
And you have to be happy
present.
And be merry.
Yeah.
Get a life. It's forced merriment. For God's sake, enjoy yourself.
But if the feelings are, I think it's the best time of the year for feelings. But you got to have the honest feelings. It does no good for anybody.
He was totally honest. I was
of course he was. Yeah,
was
no, I have a lot of respect for Michael and how he thinks. But not necessarily.
He's a nut job. Are you crazy?
Of course he's a nut job. Why do you think I like him as much as I do? We specialize in nut jobs here.
We do.
That's why we have Chef Louis DeAngelis with us. Yeah, thanks very much, Roberta. We needed you. Lock her back in her cage and rattle her when we need her again, Richie. Will you please?
Sure.
22 before the hour. So Louis DeAngelis is our chef, resident chef, in charge of ideas. The idea of preparing leftovers is something that challenges people, certainly, other than a turkey sandwich with pretty good veggies on it, tomato, lettuce,
gravy.
Maybe onion, a little gravy on it. Yep. Louis also, as a chef, teaches courses and teaches people how to cook and chefs how to prepare and present things. And you always start with what you call anatomy of a recipe. What is that? Explain to Richie's a pretty good cook. All three, Roberta, Jennifer, all good cooks. So explain what your concept is of anatomy of a recipe.
Well, I look at a recipe, and especially like with leftovers. First of all, I don't look at the leftovers like they were leftover. I look at them as fresh food every day. Like today's turkey chunks that were from yesterday's turkey, to me is a whole new, it's a whole new concept. I'm not gonna make it the same way. It's something new. And when you look at a recipe, you gotta look at a recipe kind of like a song, okay, like music. Your basis, the words to the song are gonna be the way most things start out in the recipe. Some chefs use a mirror.
I hear music when you cook me peas.
Well, you start off like with a sauté pan. Some chefs use a mirepoix, carrots, onion, celery. That's your basis. That's the beginning. I use a five-way. I add mushrooms in.
Hey, Louis, don't pay any attention to us. We're just going to go off to our own thing.
Louis just said he used a five-way.
He used a five-way, really?
Sorry, Louis. We're a little distracted today. Keep
You're
going.
Cooking, Louis. Go ahead.
There we go. Once you get your basic flavor notes down in this recipe called a song, you put your leftover
gravy.
Now you can add the words or the beat to the song.
Sourdough.
Oh, sure. Let's say you want this turkey to be Mexican. Now you're
hola.
gobble.
You want to call me to me.
Your beat is going to be your herbs.
You're about done now, Louis, whether you know it or not.
You
got 10 minutes left, and I'm not betting you're going to make it through the 10 minutes.
It's fun to see you try, though.
I'll give you a tip, though. How about if I give you a great tip? Take, how you talk about turkey sandwiches.
Yes.
Instead of using bread for a turkey sandwich, take the leftover stuffing, make a thin flat patty out of it, okay, two of them. You fry them up real good so you get them crusty.
Now you got my attention.
Use that for the bread.
Now, did you discover that accidentally, or did somebody tell you about that? That's really a great idea, actually.
Well, what happened, accidents happen, Doug. I was reheating some of the stuffing one day and left it a little too long.
I just,
look at this. It looks like Italian bread. I started shaking it into loaves of bread.
When I was a kid, before we had any sense about cholesterol and all that stuff, my mom used to take the leftover potatoes and make potato cakes.
Oh,
we next morning. Make potato pancakes?
That's still good.
Pancakes. Those are great. What are you talking about when you were a kid?
We don't do that.
Eggs? Isn't that how you do it, Louis? We have potato pancakes. Take the mashed potatoes and put some eggs in it.
And I use saltine cracker crumbs.
Crumbs, something like that. Wafers, whatever.
Oh, that was applesauce in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't even need applesauce. Forget about it.
Man,
a little gravy on it. You can fry them up on their own.
They're fantastic.
I got to get somebody else come push the buttons. I'm hungry.
Yeah, this is great.
Isn't it the worst after Thanksgiving? Do you guys not just starve all day the next day because you have to cut
after
again?
How disgusting I felt yesterday sitting there watching a football game on a couch. I couldn't even drink my beer. I was just like sitting there going,
Brendan's coming over to do some work in the house. Then we're both heading over to Megan's house. We're going to clean up what we didn't clean up yesterday.
Yeah, no, we'll be doing the same.
Yeah. All right, so Louie's back. I did promise what you were going to get for ideas for leftovers, and he's going to do that for us in a moment. So, I mean, not that what we have said so far isn't a great idea. The thing about the leftover stuffing, my God, that's a great idea. But
the song idea didn't go too far, though.
No.
But some enchanted meal time, you will meet a turkey, and there is no turkey bigger than you.
Yeah, I had a neat idea behind it. We're just way too ADD today.
Let's see if we can fix Louie's face. Jennifer's got a beautiful face. Roberta, she's fixed it, but she didn't have to because she didn't know about Fountain of Youth at the time. She did all of the work. Prestigious companies have hired David Pollack to come up with formulations for great things. You know, the beauty counter is full of all kinds of stuff, but you know what? The beauty counter, I guess maybe you might like going there. Roberta may go there, and Jennifer. This is something that you ought to have. This is, don't tell anybody that I gave you this idea. All of you have different web addresses, right? You all, every single one of you, Roberta's got three or four people in her family, and because these people want to give you a free bottle of Fountain of Youth. So here's what you do. You go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and order yourself a bottle of Fountain of Youth. The first one is free. You only pay a shipping and handling charge. Okay, so you've done that. Now, take your sons, your daughters, your husband, your wife, friends you know, you use their web address or their email address, and you order a bottle of this stuff for them, and you stick it in their stocking for Christmas. What could be wrong with that?
This also works when you're trying to go vote, by the way.
Yeah, right, exactly. Especially if you live in Chicago or Boston. All right, so here's what you do. Find the Fountain of Youth for everybody in your family, your circle of friends. Go to organicattitude.com, enter the radio code GOODDAY, and there'll be a selection there. You just click off that you want Fountain of Youth, and it'll be sent to you. Just pay a little shipping and handling. That's the deal. It's the number one anti-aging molecule, anti-aging serum. You can't find anything better than this to hydrate your skin and get rid of the wrinkles. It visibly affects wrinkles up to two-thirds almost immediately. Increases skin hydration, boosts your collagen. It's pure, it's safe, and it's free at organicattitude.com/goodday. You're asking for a bottle of Fountain of Youth.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior's water from every tap. It's the whole house system in a snap.
Here's today's Ask the Expert Foot Care Tip, sponsored by your friends at Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics, which provide customized comfort and support for all-day relief of your tired, achy feet. A lot of foot problems are caused by wearing shoes that don't fit right. Here are some tips for buying proper fitting shoes. First of all, they ought to be well cushioned, have a soft leather upper, firm sole, and be flexible at the ball of your feet. The heel area should be supported but not too stiff. The front ought to have plenty of room for all five of your toes. Most importantly, new shoes need to fit right away. They don't need to be broken in. If they don't fit, they're probably not the right shoe for you. You could end up with foot pain or discomfort. So by following these tips, you and your feet can be happier. If you'd like more advice, go to drscholes.com. Ask the Expert, brought to you by Dr. Scholes Custom Fit Orthotics. Just step on a Dr. Scholes kiosk, and foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for you. Find a store at drscholes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
All right, 13 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Chef Louis DeAngelis is here helping us to figure out a new way of shaping your meals over the next 2, 3, 4 days, depending on how much you have in the leftover department. If your refrigerator is full of things that you've already eaten, that didn't sound quite right, but you know what I'm saying. You've been on the same, so that you have all of this stuff, you have a lot of leftovers. So what are some of the other ways? We've got the stuffing thing, make it like bread, put turkey between it. Sounds yummy. What else, Louis?
I'm going to give you a great one. This is I love doing this. Everybody has candied yams, sweet potatoes, mm-hmm. and they're always ends up, you just always make too many of them. You take what's left over, drain them, put them in a mixer, or mash them by hand, add walnuts and raisins to it, and a couple of eggs. You know, if you've got, say, a pound of yams, you'll need 2 eggs for this. You're going to make a mash out of this, and you're going to take and make meatball-sized balls out of it. You're going to roll it in unflavored breadcrumbs or panko and deep-fry them. And you can't believe it.
Wow.
It becomes a dessert treat that you cannot understand.
That sounds interesting.
Oh, it's crazy.
Sounds
and they
great.
Fry up real fast. They're crispy on the outside, ooey soft on the inside. And they're just delicious because they're already candied and they're sweet. So they make a great, great, it's almost like having a deep-fried sweet potato pie. And it's just so delicious.
Deep-fried.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you got time for one more good one.
Well, I'll tell you, one more good one here is that we did not have any casualties in my county yesterday, which was a great thing. Only the 4th of July is worse than Thanksgiving with all the turkey frying that went on yesterday. You know, we had 2 aeromeds on duty. They were all ready to go, and I didn't even hear, hey, watch this, from one of the neighbors. Hmm. You know, 2 years ago we had a heck of a grass fire because of that.
Wasn't that, that's the thing Shatner is on about, trying to keep people from...
Yeah, because he set a tree on fire in his yard.
Yeah, we had a half acre grass. A guy lost a half an acre of Timothy hay over it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was one of those, hey, watch this. It was still frozen. And it just bubbled over everywhere.
You just can't do it if it's frozen. I mean, I think that's really it. I don't know what somebody did give me a piece of fried turkey
delicious.
Meat. And it's okay. I didn't get that excited. But I think if it's cooked well... And one of the things I learned from my daughter yesterday is you flip them over upside down, and because that's where the juice on the bottom, you let the juices all flow through them, and it makes it very moist and very tender, very juicy. Yeah.
Hey, an interesting tidbit in the news this week, too, Doug. Listeners will love this. The USDA has finally come up with the figures from the 2008 retail sales. Local farmers have hit an all-time high of $4.8 billion in sales.
Yeah, that's 3 years old, that information.
Well,
it's twice that.
Yeah,
it's twice
imagine
that.
Imagine if we put our taxes in 3 years.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Chef Louis DeAngelis here. Check him out at DougSteffen.com. 51 after the hour.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
What knowledge do you have today that you didn't have yesterday? And what would you have tomorrow from your experiences of today that you can call experience-based learning?
It's one of the great things. If you eat a second portion of macaroni and cheese after your big Thanksgiving dinner, you're going to feel like a pig.
Yeah.
I had knowledge today.
Brendan went through twice, and he was so uncomfortable he had to stand up. And walk around. I think a lot of people get to that point. That's really...
There's like a little of this, a little of that, a little this. Next thing you know,
Go back again.
All right.
Yeah, the stuffing is the best as far as I'm concerned.
Really? You're a stuffing guy, huh?
I love... Megan made some great stuffing. 54 past the hour. It's technology time here on Good Day. And the technology tailor is here. Would you like to stay at home today? It's Black Friday. Would you like to stay home and still shop the Black Friday deals? You can do it. Alex Goldfane will tell you how you can do it next year on Good Day.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Thanksgiving weekend at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Start crossing off your holiday shopping list with $50 off a DeWalt 18-volt cordless drill, now just $99.99.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores November 25th through 27th. Limited quantities available while supplies last.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfane.
I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Now, on to the important stuff. Where are you going shopping today? Are you willing to brave the stores? Or were you there at 3 a.m.? I did that once, and it was one of the worst experiences of my life. Standing in line outside a Circuit City store. Remember those? It was cold. It was in the middle of the night. And I bought absolutely nothing because all those people ahead of me were grabbing products by the fistful so they could sell them on eBay for a profit. Yuck. So these days, I just shop online. And I almost always start at a website called DealNews.com. It's terrific at gathering Black Friday discounts. And I would say there are more Black Friday deals online than offline in the stores. You can see all the Black Friday ads at DealNews. Plus, the site simply collates discounts and sales from around the internet. They do the work for you. And what's the downside to that? Except buying lots of stuff. Happy shopping. I'm Alex Goldfein.
It is Black Friday for sure. Industry industry analysts are expecting millions of you to hit the stores today. They're also predicting record numbers to log online to shop today through the weekend and on Cyber Monday. Brian Osich has more with another tech expert who says that he knows what tops Santa's list this season.
This year, technology gifts still rank high on many shopping lists. Brett Larson is a tech expert. What are some of the hottest holiday must-haves?
People are obsessed with new technology and gadgets. They need to try the 2-gigabyte Echo Smart Pen from LiveScribe. It records everything you hear and write. You can then transfer your notes and audio to your computer. The V-Reader animated ebook system by VTech is also pretty cool. It's the best-selling e-reader for kids in the world. The latest version has photo and video viewing and drawing and writing capabilities. Smartphones are still very popular. The Kyocera Milano is a perfect starter if you're new to this world. It's an entry-level Android smartphone with both a touchscreen keyboard and a slide-out QWERTY keypad for those of us who like to actually hit the keys. As for apps, to coordinate plans with family and friends, try the free GroupMe app. It helps you stay connected with groups of people on the go through text messaging. And you can comparison shop with the Amazon Price Check app. Just scan it, snap it, say it, or search in-store prices with the same products on Amazon.com.
For more, log on to killerapps.tv. That's Lifestyles from News Media Group.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Saturday at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Get 50% off one regular price item under $30 with your Saturday coupon. Find and print the coupon at acehardware.com.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get saving, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Limit one per household. Offer valid at participating Ace stores Saturday, November 26, 2011 only.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
Additional conditions and other exclusions apply.
At a time when new jobs, environmental safety, and exporting industry are grabbing headlines around our country, one company is striving to meet all those needs while thinking ahead to future generations. Would you like more? Here's Kate Brooks.
Clean energy and more American jobs are in the works thanks to Siemens' newly expanded Charlotte facility. Siemens' Randy Zwirn says it's the hub where new state-of-the-art gas turbines will be manufactured and exported, with the first heading overseas to Mexico.
These gas turbines are some of the largest, most advanced gas turbines built anywhere in the world. Society is demanding they be clean and efficient, and these will set the standard for that efficiency and competitiveness.
Siemens' Mark Pringle says they're adding around 1,000 new jobs to help build the turbines, and the expansion will increase exports dramatically, helping the U.S. to reach the White House's goal of doubling exports by 2015.
One of the strengths of Siemens is that we have a hub internationally, so that's why the Charlotte site has exported over $600 million of product over the last 3 or 4 years. By adding the gas turbine product, we'll get to the point that we're exporting around $400 million a year out of this site.
For more information, log on to Siemens.com. That's technology now from Siemens.
For more information, stay tuned to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I would hope that you are going to be here forever.